House Bill 1074, this is a bill to repeal certain inheritance tax provisions and to reenact a provision regarding access to a safe deposit box upon the death of a person having access. With that, I'll open it for proponents of House Bill 1074. Representative Solem, welcome to the committee.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. For the record, I'm Representative Solem. I'm presenting to you House Bill 1074. Being that we have no state inheritance tax, it seems prudent and logical that we repeal several sections of the present code relating to inheritance tax as it pertains to banking. The first five sections of the bill pertain to repealing sections, and the last section of the bill, section six, pertains to entrance into a safe deposit box. Here this morning, that will give you the minute details of the bill, is lobbyist for the South Dakota Bankers Association, Tom Adams. So at this time, I will turn it over to Tom, and I will stand by for any questions.
Thank you, Representative Solem. Welcome to the committee.
I almost didn't make it. Excuse me, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, my name is Tom Adam, and I do represent the South Dakota Bankers Association. We don't think this is an especially complicated bill. As the sponsor indicated, effective July 1, the inheritance tax was repealed. During the many years we had the inheritance tax, financial institutions were obligated to do certain things with reference to telling the state of South Dakota about its deceased depositors' money and its deceased depositors' savings in that institution. The penalty for us if we didn't do it was we would have to pay the inheritance tax, if any there was, if it had not been paid. To the best of my knowledge, we've never paid any inheritance tax. Most folks pay their bills and their taxes appropriately. But nevertheless, in the banking community, we are always audited. We have internal auditors. And even though the statutes no longer have practical application, we still have to comply with them. I would imagine in due course the state will come along and repeal many of the inheritance tax statutes, but right now we think it appropriate to repeal these so we don't have to comply with statutes that don't make any practical sense. That's functionally what this bill relates to. If you look at Section 3 of the bill, you will see that we repeal certain language in 1041-87. Now, if you look at Section 6, you'll see it's the exact language being enacted. I don't really know if we need Section 6, but nevertheless, Section 6, as it is in the bill, would remove that paragraph from the inheritance tax section in Title 10 and move it about 18 volumes over to Title 51 in the banking code, and that's the reason for the transfer. If we need it, we need to put it where it won't be lost, and so that's why we repeal and reenact it. And that concludes my comments, unless you have questions.
Thank you, Mr. Adam. If you will just hold it for a second, are there other proponents for the bill? Why don't you, we'll have someone else testify, and then we'll probably have some, we may have some questions. Could you use the, I'm sorry. It's only for the record that we.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Members of the committee, Dean Krogman, I represent the South Dakota Independent Community Bankers, and we are in agreement with the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Are there any other proponents for House Bill 1074? Any other proponents? Seeing none, are there any questions for members of the committee and those who testified as proponents? Seeing none, yes, Representative Koisinen.
Yeah, I just had one quick little question. This doesn't in any way affect the estate taxes that we currently have.
Mr. Adam, would you like to respond to that, or Representative Solem, whomever?
I believe the question relates to the South Dakota estate tax, which is a pickup tax, and in my opinion, no, it does not.
Any other questions? Representative Napoli.
Tom, Section 6, what would be the purpose if my father had passed away and I was to inherit his estate, what would be the purpose of me telling you about that box? It's my box. I paid the rent. Why should I have to tell you that I'm going to take the stuff out of that box?
Well, the bill.
I mean, I'm not being combative.
No, understand. And I've had several questions about Section 6, incidentally. But I believe the language, which is old language, I did not I did not craft it, relates to the decedent's safe deposit box. It would have been your father's safe deposit box. You would not have been one of the tenants or one of the lessees of the box. You've lost your father. Now you come to the bank. You have the safe deposit box key. You knew where it was. You want access to the box. This says you must tell the bank that your father has passed away. That's functionally what it comes down to, or else they won't grant you access to the box. And this would join a lot of other statutes we have over in Title 51 with reference to safe deposit boxes, safe deposit box access. It's misplaced in Title 10. That's what it comes down to.
Yes. Representative Van Etten.
Further question along the same line. How the person who's bringing the key probably doesn't have his name on the signature card. So how is this granted? What oversees this as far as how does he get his name on there, and how are you going to agree to open it if his name's not on the signature card? Does he need to show you something, or what?
That's a good practical question. I believe, Doctor, it depends upon the size of the community. In the city of Pier, we're small. If I were to pass away, my wife were to go to the bank, they would know it. They'd recognize my wife, Pat. Perhaps in Rapid City, I wouldn't be as well known. My wife wouldn't be well known to the bank employees. She would tell the bank that her husband passed away. They would require something, probably a certified copy of letters of personal representative or a death certificate, depending upon the protocol of the bank and the degree of comfort the bank would have with that particular customer. If all else fails, the bank can require reasonable evidence that Patricia Adam is the personal representative of the Thomas C. Adam estate and make her go through whatever those protocols are.
Other questions? Yes, Representative Jim Peterson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Just a quick follow-up question, the same subject matter.
Yes.
If the box is jointly leased, then any person whose name is on that box can come and open it without doing this.
That's correct by statute, and most lease agreements would provide for that, irrespective of living or dead.
Seeing no other questions, thank you, Mr. Adam. Are there any other questions then? Seeing none, are there any opponents? Opponents to House Bill 1074. Seeing none, we'll close the committee discussion on proponents and opponents and open it for committee discussion and or action.
Chairman.
Representative Frost.
I move do pass.
And move by Representative Frost, second by Representative Van Etten. Comments? Seeing none, the question before the committee is final pass, do pass passage on House Bill 1074. Those in favor will say aye. Those opposed will say no, and the secretary will call the roll.
Aye.
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 Aye. Aye. Aye. House Bill 1074, having received a majority vote, will go to the floor. Do pass. Representative Jasper.
I would move consent.
And move by Representative Jasper for consent. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Representative Jim Peterson. Comments? Seeing none, all in favor will say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. We're on the consent calendar. Representative Solem, you're on a roll.
Thank